LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for a Southern California city which could literally slide off the map. A landslide has forced utilities to cut power lines to homes in Rancho Palos Verdes. The Justice Department's announced criminal charges against six senior leaders of Hamas in connection with the October 7th attacks in Israel. Starks started a holiday shortened week and the month with a sell-off.
September has had a pretty bad record since 1980 of being down more often than it's up. And clearly that's been true for the last 3 years.
Art Hogan, chief strategist with B. Riley Wealth. The NASDAQ fell more than 3%. Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, charged a mother and her partner with child abuse and child cruelty after officers found the mother's two children chained by the ankle in the family's apartment. This is ABC News. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been called to testify before the House Select Subcommittee on COVID next week. One study finds that weight loss drugs could help prevent COVID deaths.
A study published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology says adults prescribed semaglutide, the active ingredient in weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic, had a 34% lower rate of death from COVID-19. The adults studied had pre-existing conditions of heart disease, diabetes, and a body mass index over 27 and were given weekly doses of semaglutide to measure the impact. Those in the study experienced fewer serious illnesses overall, were less likely to die from COVID, all while on semaglutide. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
First responders in Bayonne, New Jersey, checked out a squatter in an apartment building under construction. The subject fawning over the space turned out to be a white-tailed deer, so they set up a makeshift corridor of unhung drywall and chased the deer, who hightailed it to a new home. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study finds most people in Wisconsin already have PFAS in their bloodstreams. James Kelly reports.
A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. I'm James Kelly.
President Biden is coming back to Wisconsin for the first time since he dropped his re-election bid. The White House confirms the president will stop in Westby on Thursday. The White House says President Biden will talk about prescription drug costs, clean energy, and advanced manufacturing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with a high around 80. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. It's 65 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Sarah Anderson from the Global Economy Project. We're going to be talking about CEO pay. Next up on the Maggie and the Millionaires at 3 p.m. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Cody Cook, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have Levi Brown here, Minnesota Department of Transportation's MnDOT, for you Wisconsin people listening in. That's your WnDOTs, Director of Tribal Affairs. Levi, welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Anin, thanks for having me, Robert.
Right on. We got a lot to talk about, and really appreciate you coming on. You know, what is the role of a Tribal Affairs Director with MnDOT? You can tell us a little bit about your job.
So one of the things that happens a lot to me is people ask that very question. And I think how I can best answer that in a short window is that it's all about changing norms. It's all about changing those historical and social norms that we all face. And what I mean by that is in Indian country, you know, there's always been a push upon us, whether it's, you know, for our land, for our resources, for our knowledge, whatever it is. And so we get, you know, we've been forced to defend ourselves. And in a lot of times with the state and working between tribes, is there's a lot of kind of combative interaction that has happened historically. And I think my role, my job, my main purpose is to connect people, connect human beings who are working for two different governments who really have the same mission in a lot of ways. And I think that sometimes we have to just step back, whether it's working for the state or even sometimes, you know, being a tribal citizen like myself. You know, I was our environmental land director for Leech Lake for 12 years. And before I worked for the state, I had all these assumptions of state government, state employees. And I tell you, you know, 6 years ago, I made a transition to the state. 95% of my assumptions, I was wrong. And so I tell that to tribal leaders, tribal officials now, of like, hey, this is actually how things are done, how decisions are made. And, you know, and that helps change those mindsets and help build those you know, kind of connections between people, whether it's at a tribal leadership level, commissioner level, all the way down to the staff level. But at the end of the day, Robert, it's about connecting people, about connecting human beings and getting them to want to change and make that change.
Yeah, it is about relationships, isn't it? I believe 100% that, at least in my old age right now, that's what everything is. And with things that worked out well, connecting the dots backwards was all about relationships. You know, I was so excited to have you on here. I want you to introduce yourself and where you come from, too, in a good way, Levi.
Yes. So as I was kind of talking about, you know, I grew up born and raised on Leech Lake in a town called Cass Lake. Some of you might know it's about 4 hours north of the metro area. And I was born at a time where we didn't have gaming. I mean, I was born in 1982. And so the first 10 years of my life, we didn't have gaming. And so, you know, I get that unique vantage point of remembering what it was like prior to gaming. And then sitting and watching my community now, watching other, you know, communities kind of find their way and grow. I think it's given me a lot of insight into kind of where I'm at today. But you know, where I come from up north, you know, the reservation I grew up on is 408 lakes. You know, I was raised by my grandpa, grew up in the woods. I mean, my whole life has kind of been connected to that. And then my Western education is in political science. And, you know, I really got my first start in this work of building those relationships when I was the environmental land director for Leech Lake. And we just went to court with Cass County in 1999, all the way to Supreme Court. So I was doing my work in 2006 as the environmental land director. And I asked, you know, some of the older staff in our office, I said, hey, why don't we ever talk to the county? Oh, I don't know. We just don't talk to them. Mm-hmm. So I was young and full of dreams a little bit, Robert. And I reached out to the county, started having coffee with them, you know, just talking with them. And at the end of the day, you know, I think they were a little apprehensive of where I was selling them a lot of rainbows and beautiful days and change. But at the end of the day, I realized they were just human beings who didn't understand me, who didn't know me. You know, they were county commissioners who, one was like an ex-sheriff. He's like 60 years old, didn't really know me. But, you know, we humanized that conversation. I realized that a lot of times that helps build that relationship, that understanding of each other. And we became partners. You know, within a few years, we'd signed an agreement. We were going to work together and, you know, the rest is history. I think Leech Lake just got 12,000 acres back, and it wouldn't have happened without that relationship with Cass County.
Absolutely. And really just reaching out, we're going to have the director and producer of Bad River on the next half of the show. And she's a white ally that did an unbelievable documentary about our history. Basically, it was first about pipelines, but it was about our history and relationships are where they're at, and knocking down those doors and finding out how common we are. I just applaud you, Levi, for being able to do that. I was a high school teacher and had to do a lot of that, not just with my native kids, but all the kids. And once we knew where we were all coming from, we could be more relaxed and more human.
Yeah, and you brought up Bad River, and I saw that she was going to be on the back half of the show, and our history, what's really unique about it is I'm a Leech Lake tribal member, lived there my whole life. I was pretty old before I left outside of kind of the general area where I lived. But one of the things I think is really cool is like our history is tied. We're all tied together. I'm from the allotment era, I have interests of an allotment in Bad River. There's 80 acres in Bad River from which I have 1% interest in, which is, you know, kind of, it just tells our history is still alive today. Let's put it that way, Robert. So I'm interested to hear that back part of the segment as well.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I just got to tell you, too, on a personal note, my son-in-law is a Leech Laker, and his brother, who is also a citizen, too, pitched in the major leagues for 10 years. So Josh Johnson is a Leech Laker, too, and we love the rice. Ho-wa.
So, okay, it's really a small world. So Josh Johnson, his uncle, I think his uncle is Gene Rock.
Yeah, definitely. So
Gene, I knew Gene growing up. He was really good friends with my grandpa who raised me. Like Gene and him, we'd go visit him in the cities and stuff. And I remember when Josh was pitching, Gene was so proud of me. I was telling him, hey, here's my, you know, and so anyway, small world, Robert. I think that's so cool. But that's Indian country, right? I mean, we are just, you tell one thing of who your family is and where it's at. Next thing you know, we're having dinner together, hanging out, you know, sending you fish whenever you ask for fish or rice.
Ho-wa. Write that down, producer Haley.
Oh, I am, believe me.
Well, hey, that's you know, that's what's really fun about this show, Levi. It is a discussion. It is kind of a around the campfire discussion with our relatives, and I really feel that way with you now, Levi. It's like we have a lot in common, and in a good way. You know, I want to ask you too. We'll swing back to MnDOT here. What we only got like a minute left. We've already burned up another first segment here talking about our relatives in a good way. Ho-wah. So we'll come back and talk more MnDOT stuff. We're here with Levi Brown.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Discover the emotional depth and vivid storytelling of Jay White's Arikara proper at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. This solo exhibition celebrates Arikara culture through the lens of an urban Indian perspective. Experience themes of empowerment, depictions of Native women, stars, and star quilts within White's vibrant acrylic paintings. Arikara proper is showing now through October 5th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis. Get inspired by Jay White's powerful storytelling on canvas. Details at allmyrelationsarts.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native-owned J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
We are awake. Hey, we're here with Levi Brown, Minnesota Department of Transportation's Director of Tribal Affairs, and that's a mouthful. Hey, welcome back, Levi.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a quick question. So is MnDOT currently hiring? And if they are, what are the positions and what counties are is MnDOT looking to fill some jobs?
So MnDOT is statewide, meaning that we have positions all over the, you know, Northwest region, Northeast region, Central Minnesota, Southwest, Metro, Southeast. And I think we have a wide range of positions. I mean, a lot of times people just think it's snowplow driving, maintenance work, mowing, but we have engineers, we have planners, we have GIS specialists, we have attorneys, we have, you know, political scientist majors like me. We have people who work in between governments. I mean, we just, our scope is so broad. And I think, you know, when you're looking at, you know, close to 5,800 employees, you can get the dynamics and the scope of how many different opportunities MnDOT has. I think what's really unique is that we also employ a lot of private industry. You know, we do millions of dollars of road projects all over the state. And, you know, those contractors are looking for tribal, you know, members and employees as well. So it's one of those things where we really do pride ourselves on being as a big economic driver in the state.
Yeah, that's exciting. And remind us, especially our maybe younger listeners or our family out there, you know, there's some great benefits to work for the state, as we like to call it when I was young, the state. Can you talk a little bit about that and how really cool it would be to work for MnDOT?
I am, again, just completely, you know, changed a lot of my mindset of the state government, working for the state. I mean, when I was really suspect going into the position, but I would be our top, you know, recruiter, you know, given an opportunity like this where, you know, the health, the insurance, the workplace, the environment. I think one of the things that I've learned, you know, working for MnDOT, how important it is to have a supportive environment, right, of where you work and you feel like you're valued. And I think when, you know, if you work for MnDOT, you're going to get that. You're going to get that feeling of family. I mean, most people who come and work for MnDOT, you know, they end up staying most of their careers. I mean, when I started with MnDOT, I'll be honest, and my commissioner's probably listening, but or could be, I only planned to come for a couple of years. I mean, yeah. I was just like, I just wanted to try something that, because I'd only worked my whole career for Leech Lake, and I wanted to try something different. So I had some work experience so I could say, I, you know, work somewhere else. And it's going on my seventh year. So Robert, I hope people, our listeners are there. And if they got questions, reach out to me and or some of the other Indigenous Employee Resource Group members who are big advocates for our work as well.
Well, as you can see, really, Haley runs this show. So I want to be careful about this next question is, like, how can people find out about current career openings in the Minnesota Department of Transportation other than Haley? Oh, wow.
So the best way, Robert, is to if you got your phone in front of you, computer, laptop, iPad, whatever, just Google Minnesota State Jobs and then look up MnDOT, Department of Transportation. And then there you can select the region you want to work in. You could select the type of area you might want to work in, depending on where your expertise is. And you can just monitor those positions. You can look at where we have openings. Or you can just Google Levi Brown MnDOT, and my contact info is there. Maybe we can share it on your Facebook, wherever it is, and people can just reach out to me. I can help guide it. I mean, as you can tell, Robert, I'm pretty sociable. I have no problem just talking to people. And I think, you know, I just want to try to help people, you know, take advantage of an opportunity and be part of that change we're talking about.
Yeah, that's awesome, Levi. You know, and that's a good relative to be helping people. And also, you know, communication is huge for us. And, you know, I'm really excited to hear about these things. And I, you know, I'm 63 years old, so I wish I would have heard about these when I was young and had a career and retired by the time I was 55 and, you know, hanging out, you know, at the lake house. Oh, wow.
Well, you ever get up to Leech Lake and Cass Lake there, Robert, you let me know, because you don't have to be 55 to come have a good time up there, relax and, you know, take in all the activities up there.
Yeah, let's switch gears just for a second, because really, you do have the best wild rice. I do have to say that, because at Native Roots Radio, we have a Native Roots trading post at the State Fair and at Shakopee Poway, blah, and we sell that, and people love it.
So just so you know, I have to build relationships with all 11 tribes.
I will be.
They at least know where my heart is, and they know what I'll say and where I do rice. But yeah, I agree, Robert. I'm not gonna hold back on
the part. Heck, you know, we got to have you on the show more often, and then Haley and I will get up there when it's ricing season and get in that canoe with you.
Well, just for FYI, so I also serve on the Natural Resource Advisory Committee for Leech Lake. Mm-hmm. And we have our first ricing committee meeting tonight. So once I get off of this interview, I'm actually going to go over and get on that call. And we'll be setting our hunting and fishing dates for Leech Lake. And then also start talking about our rice beds and which ones will be there. So we're only a couple weeks away, Robert.
Wow, that's cool. You know, Ho-Chunk coming up there to Leech Lake. That's very cool. Sounds very cool.
Well, and, you know, one thing about Leech Lake is, you know, they have exclusive jurisdiction over wild rice. So whether you're a tribal member, a non-tribal member, everybody's got to go to the Division of Resource Management for Leech Lake to get a permit. And I think one of the things that I feel fortunate about is just about how blessed that Monoman is. That's an abundance that's up there, and you can feed yourself with one handful each day.
Wow, really good. And remind our listeners, because we have listeners all over the state and state of Wisconsin, talk about the Ojibwe legend of finding food floating on ground.
So our ancestors were on the east coast, and that our legends talk about these seven places along the journey along the Great Lakes, but then we'll reach a place where the food grows on water. And if you ever see a wild rice, see rice or rice bed, it's something to really be something beautiful, something that where you're sitting there and you want to heal yourself and feel good, knowing that that's there and the Creator's put that for you there to eat, feed yourself and heal your body and your spirit. Just go look at a rice bed, especially coming up in the next few weeks, because it just the wind blows a little bit and it just waves at you. Those rice heads are just there. It's a wonderful sight, especially when you see rice poles go through it and you see Nijis out there, friends out there, and people are other human beings out there gathering it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. Well, we're with Levi Brown, Minnesota Department of Transportation's Director of Indian Affairs. How to get a hold of you and what the website is, so our listeners out there that were driving and now pulling over with their pens can write this down, because they might be like me where I have a good memory, but it's short. Oh.
So the best way to do it is just tribesintransportation.com. It'll bring you right to our, Office of Tribal Affairs from MnDOT. We kind of coined that Tribes and Transportation because we're kind of early in the game. At the same time, you can find my cell phone and my contact number online in that same website, and I can help guide you to any employment opportunities or questions you might have, or just in general what MnDOT does. And, I hope everybody listening is I hope my phone blows up a little bit. Let's put it that way. I get some phone calls of people interested.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I want to get my young Chujunk here on in the last couple of minutes. Haley, who's a Gen Zer, do you have any questions? Because this is amazing for an old person like me to hear that MnDOT has a liaison, a tribal liaison, and reaching out specifically to the Native community. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's really important that we kind of go back and redevelop these relationships with state officials and state government offices. I remember we had Wobbin on last year from MnDOT, who gave a really great interview, and I was just so surprised at the many different job positions that are available. Can you repeat some of those?
So we're more than just snow plows and maintenance and plowing. We're bridge inspectors, we're GIS specialists, Office of Land Management, surveying engineer, engineers for whether it's, civil engineering, or we also have a need for computer specialists. Our office minute, who takes care of our technology. We have attorneys, position for attorneys, mapping specialists. And we actually have an office for which I think is I'm very proud of, but our office that works with civil rights and, looking after our veterans and other groups to make sure that, our contracts and how we do our business and work. I think those are all unique opportunities that, pretty fortunate to have that under one umbrella.
Wow. Good question, Haley. Wow. We're really fortunate to really amplify this this message out there, because, again, this is like really a beautiful thing that the state's doing. And I feel really good about amplifying your message, Levi.
And again, I think, what's really unique is where I'm at right now. I'm up in Grand Portage, up at the northeastern part of our state and Grand Portage Nation. And I think that if I can say anything about this, is this work is being led by Indian country as a whole. I'm just a part of it. I'm a cog in the wheel. But tribal leadership, tribal staff, everybody's working to rechange those norms. And so when, young people in the next generation are thinking about employment or where they're going to work.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for a Southern California city which could literally slide off the map. A landslide has forced utilities to cut power lines to homes in Rancho Palos Verdes. The Justice Department's announced criminal charges against six senior leaders of Hamas in connection with the October 7th attacks in Israel. Starks started a holiday shortened week and the month with a sell-off.
September, this had a pretty bad record since 1980 of being down more often than it's up. And clearly that's been true for the last 3 years.
Art Hogan, chief strategist with B. Riley Wealth. The NASDAQ fell more than 3%. Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, charged a mother and her partner with child abuse and child cruelty after officers found the mother's two children chained by the ankle in the family's apartment. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is touring public schools in Wisconsin. More from Lisa Hale.
Cardona kicked off the Back to School bus tour with the theme of fighting for public education.
Every student across the country should have access to a high-quality public school.
Cardona visited Jackson Elementary School in Green Bay and in the Oneida Nation, Oneida Elementary. He's touring schools in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale.
A marathon swimmer is trying to cross Lake Michigan again. Jim Dreyer tried a few weeks ago, but his GPS malfunctioned and he accidentally got off course. He left the Michigan shore again Monday night and hopes to make it to Milwaukee later this week. He actually made it across the Big Lake one other time in 1998. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just like back to school stuff hitting the shelves in July, it's not too early to start thinking about horror films as we start our crawl toward Halloween. Prime Video just added several new scary films to its roster, including what's been called a gem from 2009 called Drag Me to Hell, starring Alison Lohman and Justin Long. Lohman's character has a curse put on her, sending her perfect life into upheaval. Speaking of Justin Long, he is in another scary flick called Barbarian that is worth a check out as well. Another scary movie getting pretty big hype was just acquired by Netflix. New Life is an indie film from the UK that is not a Netflix original, but dropped on the streamer last weekend. It's a thriller that is pulling a 93% score on Rotten Tomatoes. The audience score is hovering around 70%, which probably means there is a surprise ending. This will be the place for all your recommendations leading up to Halloween. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, touch breezy with a high around 80. A chance of showers and storms Wednesday night and early Thursday. Then clearing for the afternoon, high temperature in the mid-70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. It's 63 right now.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings, and when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back on the home court in Green Bay and welcome the hilarious comedian and Wisconsin native Mary Mack. And from HBO's hit show Hacks, actress Rose Abdu joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we have some young warriors on here, Haley. Let's get a quick shout out here to who we have on today.
Yeah, we're joined by Eileen Bass, who is the Little Earth Residents Association teen recovery coach, and she's joined by some of her students here. This is the Youth Wellbriety cohort here in Minneapolis. Eileen, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Hi, thanks. Good to see you. Good to see you, Robert and Haley.
Yeah, haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
You got that cool jacket. That's so cool. Good to see you. And tell us about what these guys are doing here, and tell us a little bit about your program. Good to see you guys. Give me a big ahoo-wa.
Ahoo-wa.
Thank you, Pina Gigi.
Yeah, so I'm a teen recovery coach, and so here at Little Earth, there's the Hennepin County and young people in recovery involved in like a cohort at routine recovery at Little Earth, but this specific group is made up of interns, and so they're part of a different internship, but you guys might be able to explain a little better than I can. But basically, they've been part of the Wellbriety trainings and just different like teachings involved with like cultural recovery and traditional knowledge and methods. And so I'm really glad that they're able to join me today. Do you guys
right on. Introduce yourself in a good way there, young warrior. Ho-wa.
I'm Chiron.
That was good. What's your name, young fella?
Ethan.
Wait. This is.
I think I heard Ethan.
Oh, did you? Oh, cool. Okay.
This is Mina, and they're actually brother and sister. And over here we
right
have.
Right on.
I'm Todd.
Hey, welcome.
I'm Ace.
Hey, cool name. Let's talk. Hey, right on. Hey, let's talk about this program a little bit. Where are you? We have people from all over Turtle Island listening to us. Tell us a little bit about where you are and where Little Earth is in the Twin Cities, and a little history about what you're doing.
Little Earth is a couple blocks south from Franklin.
Yep, along Cedar Avenue. It's a 212-unit housing complex, and as of I think the 2010s, it's become a Section 8 housing assistance rental program. So basically everyone here is, there are a lot of Native families. There's like 39 or so tribes that are represented, and these kids make up a lot of the Youth Development Center's programming, and they're present. They're here all the time, pretty much.
Right on. Hey, could one of you guys tell us a little bit about what Wellbriety is to our listening audience? Mm-hmm. Yeah, any one of you.
Quiet.
I bet you they're not usually this quiet when they're out running around here. Tell us what Wellbriety is. And remember, it's a radio show, so you have to speak. Oh, wow.
It's a youth program for the, what is it again? It's recovery?
Yeah.
For recovery. And its main members include everyone that you just met. I forgot to introduce myself. You want me to do it just regular or just in a fancy way?
In a fancy way, young warrior. Ho-wah.
I'm in Dakiyapi, Ethan, Amachinapi, Naha, Yuhan, Chante, Washte, Champe, Chayusepe. It's kind of messed up a little bit there, but it means, hi, my name's Ethan. I shake your hand with a good heart, even though we're calling.
Right on. Well, it warms my heart when I hear young ones speaking their language. So good one there. And I appreciate you doing that. There's a lot of things happening around you when you're young like this. And how does this group really and this organization really help you stay focused in a good way?
What keeps us going is our supervisor here, Eileen. She teaches us all that we know here, and that's why we're in this interview right now. And we pretty much try to help others. Maybe we promote this group by putting out flyers, maybe telling people, and they join the internship. We have a lot of people on our internship. Not all of them are here, but we have a lot. We used to have like two more, but they're not here. They're never here.
Cool. Well, how do you feel? Does it feel you make you feel closer to the community? Do you feel safer having more than one or two people around you in a good way? Because there's a lot of things out there that, you know, can sway us in a wrong way. And what you're working on sounds like a really good thing to keep focused on what you're doing and who you are.
Do I feel good in a good way around everybody here? 50-50.
My line. There's our humor.
No, his line. That's my line.
Yeah. If people on the radio that didn't see that, he looked around and he said, I felt 50-50. Oh, good, honest engine there. Hey, yeah. Right on. Yeah. So what else? Tell us some more, you know?
They did tell us to mention our podcast that we did last year. It was a different internship than what we had here, but it was a podcast that we did. It's for Red Nation, and we pretty much were talking about the history of Low Earth, and it kind of helped us it helped us like learn more, like be prepared for this internship, since it has a lot of stuff to do like around this community.
So. Yeah. Can you tell us a little history? Do you know that? Did you work on that podcast? Could you tell our listening audience a little bit about Little Earth and how it got started?
It first started as like it's been a long time since I've been since I was it with that podcast group, but here it was it wasn't a community, like a big one, but it was very small. It was over by South High, which is over on Cedar. So it was, and then this one woman, I forgot her name, she like started like a movement, and that kind of built up like the community at what we have today, like housing homes and townhomes and all that. And actually in 1973, if I'm correct, they like had a competition of like what the name would be. That used to be the side, what was it called?
South High Housing Project.
Yeah, the South High Housing Project. So they wanted to have it like an actual name. So they kind of like had a little competition in 1973, which was like one person had the name, which was the United Tribes, and another one, which was Low. And they kind of, instead of like fighting to figure out which one gets it, they kind of put it together of Low Earth of United Tribes. That pretty much made the. Actually, we have a bridge over there that has the entire name. Like one side's Lowell and the other side's Earth, and I'm pretty sure the other side has United Tribes. If I'm wrong, it's the best community, but it's still a community.
Right on. Well, let me just say this as being an elder here in the community: how important it is for me to see you guys do what you're doing. And it really warms my heart, and I'm glad you're on this show talking and speaking in a good way too. So I'm a little emotional right now because you guys are the future, and I really, really appreciate your words today.
Yeah, I guess you can say they're the future.
Thank you. Definitely the next generation. I'm proud of everybody in this cohort. I'm proud of you guys for being here.
Yeah, we heard that.
How long have you been
swimming, Tyler? The one that's barely at work?
How long does a cohort like this usually go? Is this like a school year thing? Is it an all year round thing?
It's mostly a summer thing.
Yeah.
But here, our internship's ending towards like the start of school. We did have an internship that led to the school year. Like we had it during the school year and it ended in December. And I think starting in June, we had this internship.
But this specific World Variety cohort, it started with the Talking Circles and then it started with the life skills curriculum that was given to me by Young People in Recovery. And so that's when I had variety into their weekly like sessions. And so that started in February. And so for February through March, April, May, they were involved with some projects like creating the logo for World Variety for youth. For the band that's outside. And they also entered that into the competition for the bands that were going to be like part of the float design.
Oh, for the parade on May 1st. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, before we let you go, let us know how, I always want to do a plan of action. How can people get a hold of you? And how can we find out more about your group?
If you go to Low Earth, we have this like Boys and Girls Club. It's like towards like a park. And we mainly have, and the other side's toward like Lyra, which is pretty much where we have all our, you know, not really all of our talking circles, but that's mainly where all the magic happens, you know. Here, I know I'm like kind of, you know, making fun of everybody else saying all these things, but here everybody has like their own thing. They, even if it means them not coming to work every day, them not listening, they still influence other little ones. And like you guys are, since you guys are the next generation, you guys influence others and they look up to us. So we want to put on a good influence on them. That's what I'm doing.
I said I'm not a good influence. I'm not a good influence.
I mean, everybody does their own things. And I feel like we shouldn't judge people, even when we think that, oh, they're wrong, I'm right. Just everybody does their own things, and I feel like we should learn more about this group's helps us learn more about how to like do stuff better, and like, it helped me a lot. You know, I've learned a lot, done a lot of good things, done stuff in a good way. I'm trying to teach everybody here how to do stuff in a good way, even though they don't really appreciate it as much as
they will. Hey, I appreciate you all being on the show. Let's do this again. This is Native Roots Radio, and a big see you later. Thank you so much.
See you. Thank you.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
Hey, we got you back on. Now that the young ones are checking it out. So do you want to tell a little bit about your program again? And we'll let you go, but we really appreciate you stopping by with those young warriors.
Hi, I'm so sorry. Could you repeat that, guys?
Just tell us a little bit about your program, and then we'll let you go.
So the Well Variety for Youth cohort is basically, the Well Variety comes from the White Bison trainings, and so I know those were made popular, and they're like a response to the Native cultural needs for recovery in the community. And so I think that, yeah, you guys can come, but I think that basically what I'm taking is like traditional teachings, even if they're from the Red Road to Well Variety, I'm kind of adapting them for youth and making sure that kids know about the four medicines and the, you know, the medicine wheel, and making sure that they understand like purpose and like what they do has like an effect on other people. They're always part of a family, a community, and like beyond that, a larger nation. And so really connecting them with the individual, family, community, and nation is something that I think that these guys are pretty comfortable with. And you guys, yeah. What else would you guys add?
All right.
Hello, Starstruck.
Well, we wanted to say a big thank you for being on and explaining that. And always good to see you and your young warriors in the community. That's a big deal.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity. And I hope these guys can stick around. They'll be here for other programming and stuff like that. But I'm really proud that everybody was a part of the cohort that can make it.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on and explaining this. It's always good to see the young ones doing good work. And you're a big part of that. Thank you, Miss Bass.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley.
You got good any more you. Questions?
Aww. Wow, that was cool.
Yeah. Little Earth is such a big community. And, you know, we talk about Minneapolis and kind of that holding space to be the largest urban Native American community in the country, really. And I think, I don't know, I don't want to give the wrong number, but there's over, I think, like 500 tribes recognized in the Twin Cities alone or in Minnesota alone, or just people living there.
What I heard was there's 150 tribes that are going through a Minneapolis public school, and that in there's 78,000 urban Indians in the Twin Cities, which blows mm-hmm. my mind. But I believe that too when I go to these big happenings and see all our Native relatives. I don't think we're all counted like we should be.
Right. Yeah. So we do have a lot of representation when it comes from, you know, different federally recognized tribes living in the Twin Cities. And yeah, I think that makes up, you know, the name Little Earth of United Tribes right there.
Yeah, that's cool. What he was saying, too, is the name was on both sides, and then he was naming three sides. And I thought, I don't remember that bridge having three sides. Did you catch that?
No, I didn't. But I think I knew what bridge he was talking about.
Yeah, I did, too. That was cool. Well, these, you know, in Native Roots Radio, we're all about amplifying the good work that happens. And our guests, our pleasure, her students, having them on is our pleasure. And who knows, someday it may spark one of them. I know they were talking about that they did some spots and did some podcasts. It might inspire them to take at least my job.
Yeah, be the next Native Roots radio host or something like that. But yeah, when any types of these, you know, youth cohorts or any program like this involving our youth, it's just so important because we talk a lot about in our Native communities how our next generations, our young ones, our youth are going to be leading us and the generations after them. Mm-hmm. So it's important that our young ones have these teachings passed down to them in a good way and are raised to be smart and culturally confident in who they are and their identity. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see kids, you know, just being involved in programs like these and wanting to be there and doing the good work. So I really applaud Little Earth and what Eileen is doing with the youth of Little Earth.
Yeah, Eileen's a doer and she's got great patience, that's for sure. I got to just bring around one more time before the show ends and just talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend and a possibility to run into Haley Cherry for Native Roots Radio. Ho-wa.
And Robert Pilot of Ho-Chunk Nation. Ho-wa.
Yeah. Ho-wa. Yeah. So let everyone know if you can, if you have that in front of you, what we're doing this, what Monday, right?
Monday, Labor Day. Yeah. So Arvina Martin, who was on the show earlier, she put out a really great post the other day. Are you ready to continue the energy from the DNC? Well, if you are, please join us for a Native Coalition event, Coffee and Democracy, with special guest Congresswoman Charisse Davids, who is a Ho-Chunk relative of ours, this Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd, from 10 to 11 a.m. This will be at the Revolutionary Coffee Wine Eats, which is 38 Main Street, Black River Falls, Wisconsin. This is a free event, but RSVP is probably a good way to save your seat. The coffee venue is a bit small, but I heard that they do have really great coffee. Myself will be there covering this conversation for Native Roots Radio. You can come out and see Robert Pilot and see him in his other day job there and come meet Ho-Chunk Nation Vice President Danielle DeLong and Charisse Davids.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that you can snag a good interview with our relative. Because, Haley, you know how that Ancestry.com works? Have you ever done Ancestry.com?
I haven't yet.
Okay. No. Well, Charisse is our, she's related to us like fourth or fifth cousin, because really we all as Ho-Chunks are related.
Right.
Because they wiped us out. We only had like 700 people left from 125,000. So we've all been, we're all related somehow, you know, and it's funny. We joke about it, but there's signs showing it.
Yeah. Like you can actually trace it back and it is kind of a running joke. But then when you look at it on paper, it's like, oh, wow, you can actually follow the blood, you know, the blood stream there in the family. But yeah, you can meet us, come hang out with us, come powwow with us. It's the Ho-Chunk Nation's Labor Day powwow weekend, 3 days. So we'll be having coffee in the morning, talking democracy, and then heading over to do some powwowing.
Hey, I don't want to let people to forget. Come out to the State Fair West End Market. We're out here. And it's really a lot of people here right now, and we're excited to come on out. And I know I wanted to say this too, Haley. A lot of people have come out that listen to the show, and I really, really, really appreciate you saying hi. It means a lot to us here at Native Roots Radio, and buy a T-shirt. Ho-wa.
Yeah, it's always great to put those faces to the names and people who we know to come out and visit us and support Native-owned businesses and local vendors.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, I won't be at the fair tomorrow, but I will be possibly in Wisconsin, parked outside a fast food restaurant doing the show. But I'm always glad to be on. Haley, great work as always, making me look good, and you know that's a full...
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on a Hump Day edition. Next time, Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, plus your phone calls. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time.
Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.